The worldwide leader lives in Cleveland. This is ESPN 850 WKNR Cleveland.
I understand we've only won four games in the last 2 years and only won one last year, so we're very realistic about where we are. We're going to be patient. We're going to do it right. We're going to build through the draft, not take shortcuts, and try to produce a team that will consistently win games. And as we've said many times, haven't done yet, but said many times, provide the fans of Northeast Ohio the kind of team they deserve in the Cleveland Browns.
This is the Cleveland Browns Preview Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
The University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network on ESPN 850 WKNR is brought to you by thelandondemand.com. Full show podcasts, classic segments from WKNR history, and a live video feed from inside the studio available now. Go to thelandondemand.com for more details, including a special military discount. That's thelandondemand.com.
Here are your hosts, Ken Carmen and Gerard Cherry.
Up, up, and away go the Browns, all the way across the Atlantic Ocean for a meeting, a Week 8 matchup at Twickenham Stadium in Twickenham, England, just on the west side of London, as they'll take on the Minnesota Vikings. Good evening, friends. Ken Carmen alongside of Gerard Cherry. It is the Cleveland Browns Preview Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Gerard, good evening, friend.
How's it going, Kenneth?
Oh, not too terribly bad for the Browns. It's almost like they all have to grab their umbrellas, and they're going to float over across the pond, and they're going to land in London like Mary Poppins and hopefully come home with a win. It's going to be fantastic for Week 8, my friend.
Yeah, well, hopefully a new locale will give a new sense of refreshness and the opportunity to play before a international audience may help the cause and motivate guys to just go out there and do something that has not been done before, which is to actually get a victory.
That's a weird place where anything can happen. It throws off everybody's sleep patterns. One team from the central time zone, one team from the eastern time zone. So it could get a little bit crazy as we start four downs.
First down.
So close on Sunday against the Tennessee Titans. Gerard, defense, a very nice performance. Offense, they continued to struggle.
Yeah, and for the defense, you got to give them credit. Though you didn't play a part and win the game, you did hold up your end of the bargain by helping keep the football team in the game. Obviously, from an offensive standpoint, you're going to have to do your part to play what we talk about on the regular, which is complimentary football. Because if you continue to get those efforts out of the defense, in which they're showing up and showing out and shutting down one of the best running offenses in the game and doing their part, at some point you hope that the guys on the offensive side of the ball say that we need to step up and do our part as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought that, you know, you're playing with about 50% of a football team. It was a struggle. Joe Thomas goes down in that game. We'll get to him coming up in a little bit. But it was very, very tough for Cody Kessler, who came in the second half to try to move the football. They were able to get themselves another field goal. Zane Gonzalez was able to tie the football game up, kick you field goals, and kick you into overtime. So at least you got that rebound from the tough part of the season. But I think you're right. Again, points are just coming at a premium, and it's like pulling teeth to get that offense down the field. With the exception of Gerard, they seem to, even with Cody Kessler, who again has been benched in the past because he doesn't want to throw down the field, but they seem to get to the red zone, and then when the red zone comes around, they just sputter and have their problems like they've had all season long.
Yeah, and I think it's an issue of a mental block, especially for Kaiser at this point in time, that you want to score so bad that you're just doing things that you shouldn't do with the football, and you're not being cautious and careful, and you're just trying to force the issue, and you can't do that because there were plays in which guys were open. The problem is you're forcing the situation, and if we haven't learned anything by now, one thing we have learned, that in the red zone, it's not the place to force a pass because bad things will happen. Yeah. And it's actually more difficult, and a lot of people don't realize this, but you'd rather be at the 15 to 20-yard mark in the red zone area because you have space to operate with. When you get into that 5-yard and in range, you're going to have to use misdirection and other type of plays in order to get the job done. So it makes it actually more challenging, but there's still no excuse. We need to score points in the red zone.
Yeah, you got to be able to figure that out. And again, I know it's more heads-on football, but that means you got to come down to execution. You can't play smoke and mirrors, and you can't get lucky out there. You're going to have to come down and execute when you get inside that 20 yards. I'll come away with a field goal, I'll come away with any scoring. I just can't afford an interception or a fumble or a turnover of any sort ever again. You got to get the ball in the end zone because you don't know how many chances you're going to get. They've been able to move it 20 to 20 a little bit, but man, when they get in the red zone, Gerard, or when they try to throw it in the red zone, it's just become such a problem. Defensively, though, better with Myles Garrett playing for the football team. However, he will be, as of right now, in concussion protocol. How big of a hit is it to this Browns defense?
It's tremendous because you had a situation with Garrett where you weren't relying on pressures and blitzes and zone dogs of that nature in order to apply the pressure to the quarterback. And he's been playing well. He's been very productive and causing havoc back there. So the potential of him not actually playing is going to pose a huge problem for the defense, because now it forces Greg Williams to go back to life without Myles Garrett. And why did we select him number one overall? Because we want that impact. And if he doesn't play, it will certainly be missing.
It just seemed to make the defense a whole lot better with him. And it made the secondary better on Sunday. I thought that the pass rush was able to get some pressure. And I know Marcus Mariota was playing hampered a little bit, but the secondary ended up playing well with Jabril Peppers out, with Jason McCourty out. Mike Jordan stepped up and played well. Brian Body Calhoun, who we'll have on later on in the show, he had a very nice game. So it makes the entire team better, and it makes the entire defense better. So it's going to be a harmful thing, even going up against a guy like Case Keenum, who has struggled throughout his entire career, which brings us to second down.
Second down.
All right, you head to London. Brown set up the fly on Thursday night. How much does the player prepare himself for this type of trip?
That's the challenge, because a lot of part of you wants to be a tourist, but when you're leaving on a Thursday, you have to understand there's no time for tourism. This is not a Super Bowl venture where you're going to have downtime. You're going to Europe to what? Win a football game. Though it's a big trip and there's a promotion behind it, that's not why you're there. And that's really what you have to start telling yourself. You're not there to enjoy the nightlife of London. You're not going to experience that. What you're there to do is put on a show, and the show, the game, should be recognized and revered in that part of the world.
Do you think it's a good idea to play a week, or to be there a week, I should say? Like, would you leave after a Sunday or a Monday and get there on a Monday night, Tuesday early morning?
From a player perspective, I would totally rather have that opportunity, because that way I can acclimate quicker, and also it would give me some actual time to not be distracted by the idea of why I couldn't see this and why I could not see that, and I would actually get a chance to do that. So it goes both ways, but no, I think from a player adjustment standpoint, you'd rather be there earlier rather than later.
I think you would, because you get there and you're going to have to do a lot of sleeping, and then you got to go through, you got to have a practice on Friday, then a walkthrough right on Saturday, and then you got to play on Sunday, and you're right back on a plane headed back.
Right.
It's almost like they're trying to do what they can to make it a regular road trip. Now, I know Minnesota's doing the same thing, but it makes it very, very difficult, I think, to fly that distance, go out there, play, and then come back.
Well, if you live in New York, then it can be that. If you're on the East Coast, it will feel that way, because that's no different than flying to California or San Diego. So it's the same amount of time. So it can be done. But if you're flying from the Midwest or from the West Coast or somewhere in the South, then it's not the same dynamics from a geographic standpoint.
All right. We talked about how we approach this game for the Browns. How are the overseas games good for the NFL? Do you think they're good for the NFL, and especially for fans here?
Yes, I do.
You still have to protect your base.
I do think it's great for the NFL, because you always want to export the game and grow the fandom. And anybody worth their merit in business knows that you should always have more people getting access and exposure to what you want to present. So I have no problems with the game. I think it's a beautiful game. It's the best team sport you'll ever find. And I wish more people would appreciate the nuances of it and the strategy that goes into it, because it is a very fascinating and incredible game. It teaches you about life and also teaches you about yourself if you have the opportunity to play the game.
Yeah, well, I think there's good parts about it. I think there's bad parts about it. I just don't know. I wonder how much of a fever there is over there for football, or they really want to see it. I know that soccer is their national sport, or football, their football is their national sport, the way they play it. Premier League soccer is a very big deal over there. So I just want to know if we're doing it right, or if we are kind of forcing our hand here with the international series.
No, I will say no, we're not forcing our hand, because there's a demand for it, and people are going to see these games. It's not like you have a half-empty stadium.
True.
So that part right there tells you that there's an interest. So that's a good part of it all, because, well, there's nothing wrong with creating markets. And I know I'm thinking way next level here, but 15, 20 years from now, there are going to be some advancements in travel to where this 5-7 hour flight maybe cut down to 45 minutes to an hour or two. Who knows?
That's warp speed, friend.
Well, going out of the atmosphere and then coming back in from an angle standpoint.
What are we on, the Enterprise, or are we, what are we doing here, buddy?
Hey.
Did you, ladies and gentlemen, Gerard Cherry talking about interspace travel. That's very exciting.
Well, they're working towards that. So if that does take place, then it's going to cut down tremendously the time. So why not have those things in place by developing a fan base? You always have to be thinking 30, 40, 50 years down the road to grow this game.
Right, let's come back into the atmosphere and let's get down to third down.
Third down.
DeShone Kizer, the starter Sunday in London against Minnesota. Saw some good things from Kizer on Sunday in that first half, and it ended up pretty skittish. Had the turnover in the red zone, then the other interception there. Very, very difficult day for DeShone Kizer as Cody Kessler came in, but he'll get another shot. to start on Sunday against the Vikings. Gerard, what are you thinking?
Well, a couple things I saw early on prior to the two interceptions. I was very excited about what I saw because I was saying to myself, he definitely gained and he learned and he's throwing more accuracy and more precision and he's making the right decisions. And even on the first interception that he threw, though the pass was a bad pass,
yeah,
it was the right decision. So that's a start in the right direction. But what he's going to have to do, really, again, when it comes to the red zone area, and even in those plays where he's trying to make a big play, slow down, calm down, let the game come to you and not force the issue. And I think if he can do those things, it'll bode well for his success as well as the team's.
Do you think Hugh should maybe stay with Deshaun no matter what?
If we get to a point to where we're 0-8, 1-9 or something to that effect, then essentially it should just be simply about maturation and developing him at that point. Because then you're not playing for the playoffs because you're eliminated.
Yeah.
At this point, we may be mathematically eliminated as well.
Yeah, I think that you really need to look at it from the perspective of, okay, what's the goal of the season? Obviously, you want to win football games.
Right.
And Hugh talked about that in his press conference after practice on Wednesday, saying that there is a very tough thing where you got to win, you're tasked with winning football games, and you got to try to mature a quarterback as he goes along, because he's only 21 years old. So now I got to figure out what Deshaun Kizer does well, try to accentuate those positives, try to win a football game, and do what I can to keep him out there and to get him acclimated to NFL football to see how much that would work. To pull and tug and to bring him in and bring him out, you might be a double-sided problem because you have the team that you're trying to win a football game. You're not winning that football game, and of course, you're not bringing your quarterback along maybe the way you want him to.
Yeah, you're doing those things. But he was right in his decision, because right now it has to be team first and player development second, because you don't want to lose the football team.
Yes.
But I do realize, having been on some very, very bad football teams in which you get to that point in place, it doesn't matter. The team is lost because they're already counting down the days of when they're going to get their U-Haul trucks and go about their business.
How does that happen? Because I know you played in New Orleans during some dark days. There was talent on that football team. There were some talented players on that
team.
There were guys who went on. There were guys like you who went on and played in Super Bowls and won Super Bowls. How does that permeate? How do you fix that? Is it just maybe a lack of talent in the right positions?
No, it's the organization of the talent. It's the motivation of the talent. It's why are you here? What are you trying to achieve? That goes back to my favorite word, culture. And if you don't have that culture, and it's about me, myself, and I, you're not going to win any football games. And I'm not saying that's the issue and problem with the Browns being me, myself, and I. What I am saying, though, is with the youth movement, some of these guys don't know how to win. I'm not going to make that full exoneration of the situation.
I understand, yeah.
But it's been a losing culture around here. We got to call it for what it's worth. And one of the ways in which you change that thing is you get guys who buy into the idea that no matter what, I'm going to give the effort. I'm going to give the energy. I'm going to pay the price. And I'm going to execute and play at a high level, even if we are losing. And once you start developing those guys and giving them that crucial playing time and promoting them as opposed to guys who are just here to collect checks, then you're going to make a difference and a change.
Next.
Fourth down.
All right. Sad to say, we have to replace Joe Thomas. He'll be out for the rest of the year with the injury of a triceps. He'll be out on IR. Spencer Drango gets his first start at left tackle. Played his entire career left tackle over at Baylor. How do you go about replacing a first ballot Hall of Famer for the rest of the season?
You don't. You can't. It's impossible. All the thing you can help to do is do it by a committee, because Drango's going to need some help from some chips from tight ends, from running backs, as well as protection from backside protection, but also assistance from tight ends. So that's going to force a lot of things, because that's essentially what Joe Thomas is.
Right.
He takes up two guys.
Yeah, it's just
to replace
him.
You're going to need two or three guys.
And what you're seeing here is that we don't know about. We hope that he's back. We don't know about his future. He's 11 years in. We're finding out that it's being harder. It's harder and harder to do to replace talented offensive linemen, let alone a Hall of Famer,
first
ballot Hall of Famer like Joe Thomas. So you're going to be in a lot of trouble, to say the least. I mean, we just got to call it what it is. Spencer Drango is going to have his hands full, and he's going to have to step up to the challenge. I can't expect too much from him. It's uncharted territory for him. We hope for the very best. We'll see what he's able to do against a very good Minnesota Vikings front coming up on Sunday in London. Hey, who says Mondays have to be boring? Well, every Monday in October, guests will have the opportunity to win $500 in free play beginning at 5 p.m. Drawings will begin every 30 minutes to award eligible Club Jack members free play until 10 p.m. Remember, you can activate your entries at a Jack kiosk or your favorite VLT machine. It's Ken Garmin alongside of Gerard Cherry. And coming up next, Brian Body Calhoun will join us. We'll preview this game against the Vikings and talk about his very first trip overseas. You're listening to the Cleveland Browns Preview Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
It's why we stand in a frozen Muni lot 6 hours before kickoff. It's why we go to every game generation after generation. It's why we cherish memories of a team steeped in history and look ahead with an endless supply of optimism. It's why our University Hospitals sports medicine experts keep athletes from peewee to pro performing at their highest level. We do it for our team, for our city, for Browns football. To learn more, visit uhsports.org.
Browns fans, be sure to buy your favorite team gear, including the new rookie shirt and jerseys, from the Pro Shop at First Energy Stadium. The Browns are now donating 100% of their net proceeds from the Pro Shop at First Energy Stadium's year-round sales to benefit education and youth football in Cleveland through Browns Give Back. Support your team, support your city, by purchasing your Browns items from the First Energy Stadium Pro Shop. Open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go Browns!
Speedway is proud to be the official convenience store of the Cleveland Browns. Speedway has everything you need, whether you're tailgating at the stadium or enjoying the game at home. From snacks to soft drinks, delicious food choices, like our fresh-from-the-oven pizza by the slice or fresh-from-the-grill favorites. Speedway has you covered, and only Speedway has the Speedy Rewards card. Cheer on the Browns and count on Speedway all season long.
We're on your way, the convenience stores of Speedway.
Hey Browns fans, what's the greatest time of the year? Football season. All the touchdowns, big hits, and of course, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse's sizzling steak. Here's even more reason to cheer. Ruth's Chris is now open at 200 Public Square and offers Ruth's seasonal three-course meal featuring a starter, entree, personal side dish, and dessert starting at just $44.95. Rush in for one of Ruth's signature steaks served sizzling on a 500-degree plate. Reserve your table and cheer on the Browns the right way with a sizzling Ruth's Chris steak. Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. This is how it's done.
Hey Browns fans, follow your Browns on the road as they play the Minnesota Vikings in London on October 29th with an official fan travel package from PrimeSport.com, the official London fan travel provider of the Cleveland Browns. PrimeSport.com has you covered from game tickets to pregame parties, hotels, sightseeing tours, and more. Nothing beats being there live. Book your Browns travel package against the Minnesota Vikings in London at PrimeSport.com/Cleveland-Browns-London today.
Is how it's done.
Hey Browns fans, follow your Browns on the road as they play the Minnesota Vikings in London on October 29th with an official fan travel package from PrimeSport.com, the official London fan travel provider of the Cleveland Browns. PrimeSport.com has you covered from game tickets to pregame parties, hotels, sightseeing tours, and more. Nothing beats being there live. Book your Browns travel package against the Minnesota Vikings in London at PrimeSport.com/Cleveland-Browns-London today.
This is the Cleveland Browns Preview Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Here are your hosts, Ken Carman and Gerard Cherry.
Back in Berea, Ken Carman alongside of Gerard Cherry, the Cleveland Browns Preview Show all across the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Browns Vikings in London. Coming up this weekend, a 9:30 a.m. start east side of the United States. But what time will that be, Brian Body Calhoun? What time's the kickoff over there in London?
I believe at 9:30 a.m. 9:30 a.m.
But for not, London time,
isn't it just 1 o'clock over there, I believe?
I think so.
I just show up. That's all I do. I show up, I look at the board, and it says specialists are out at whatever time, and I say, okay, well, I got that much time left.
So what do you got? So you guys leave, today's Wednesday. Mm-hmm. What time do you got to, you leave on Thursday evening?
Evening, depart around 8:15, 8:30, I want to say.
All right.
8 p.m.
Mm-hmm. And then you'll fly through the night.
Mm-hmm.
You'll arrive there. They're 5 hours ahead of us. So, yeah, you're right, about 1 o'clock there. Well, yeah, 1:30 there. So you'll arrive what time then in their time?
I don't know.
Sometime in the middle of the day.
Sometime. I just know that we'll get on, it'll be dark, and then when I land, it'll be light.
Okay.
So it'll be pretty long, but it's just this week has been going by so fast. I can't believe we leave tomorrow. I just got in the building again today, you know. So, but I'm extremely excited. Not looking forward to an eight hour flight over nothing but water and nothing but darkness. But we'll see how that goes. Hopefully, my eyes are closed the entire time.
Yeah, I was going to ask, do you sleep? Or are you supposed to sleep during that? What did they tell you?
Sleep.
They tell you that?
Sleep. Sleep, sleep, sleep.
Okay. When you get there, what do you do?
We get there, and I think we have some practice. We practice Friday, and then we have a walkthrough on Saturday, game time Sunday, and then we leave. So it's really a business trip. We're going over there to do one thing and one thing only, and that's to beat the Vikings.
You got your – this is your first passport you ever got?
First passport I ever got.
And you got this just to play in this game?
Actually, I attempted to get one last year to play in the game in Jacksonville when they played Indy last year, I want to say. They played Indy last year in London. But that didn't go so well, so I was like, okay, cool. I don't have to worry about going to Europe now. Cool. And then in the offseason, they're like, we're playing the Vikings in Austin. I'm like, okay, now it's time to get another passport.
So. Are you afraid to get on planes?
Not at all. Not at all. But I had never been on a plane ride for 8 hours, let alone going to another country over the Atlantic. I think that's the most scary part. My first time in open water was January in Miami. And Miami was right there. Probably wasn't even a mile out. And I was terrified.
Just really?
In open water.
Just
I said,
because it's water?
I said, if this boat goes down right here, I can see land.
You mean
I don't
on
know if
a
I can
ship? You're upset? You get nervous about being on a ship in water?
I wasn't on a ship. I was on a boat. I was
what type of boat?
Just a regular fishing boat. A little... I don't know the size of it.
Well, I think I'd be nervous about that. We hear about Rob Conrad and those guys. Like, you know, I don't mean to scare you or anything. I'm not trying to.
No, that's fine because I don't know who that is. So.
Oh, he used to play for the Dolphins. He was a fullback.
Okay.
Played at Syracuse as well, and there's a well-documented story. He was on a I don't know if I should tell you this. He was on a fishing trip. The boat went over, like kind of like what happened in Gilligan's Island, but they all got on one of the boats and like paddled all the way back until they were found.
Oh.
Yeah. Did you ever see the end of Jaws?
No.
Never you never saw Jaws?
Never saw Jaws.
Okay. At the end, they get on this like a dinghy of some sort, and they're paddling with their feet. They paddle back to land.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of like that, but it's kind of not like that.
Okay.
Except, more serious... Real and just a lot more dangerous.
A lot more. That's the scariest part, I would say, is that you're on the top and you don't know what's below you. You know what I'm saying?
So you never been on a cruise or anything? Or
no cruise, nothing.
Cruise is a good time.
I was just talking about a cruise the other day. Who was I just talking to a cruise about?
Do you have a significant other?
I do.
Fiance, wife, girlfriend?
Love of a long time, yes.
How long have you guys been together?
9 years.
9 years?
Mm-hmm.
Cruise is a good time.
Yes.
I'll tell you that. I know it's a little early to tell you that during the season, but if you're thinking about it, it's a good time during the off season. So you're a little bit nervous about the open water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we asked, when you arrive in London, you'll sleep, and then you'll go through a walkthrough. Is there time for any sort of sightseeing at all?
I do think we have a little bit of time in the evening on Friday.
All right.
I don't think I will be sightseeing, though, just because I like to take every trip as a business trip.
Okay.
So sightseeing for me would be just walking around the hotel. But I wouldn't be making too many moves.
Well, I can't imagine their hotels are much different than ours.
Probably not.
No. You're not going to try any of their food or anything like that?
Oh, definitely going to eat good. You got to try the food.
I bet it's not that bad. Everybody has like a bad intuition. I've never been there. They have a bad intuition about it. I think it'll be fine.
I would like to say I heard good results, but I've heard nothing but poor results talking about the food. So I'm going to be a hard critic and see what this is all about.
So this is your first trip abroad.
Have you been to London before?
No. Lord, no. I've been to Mexico. All those islands down to the Caribbean. In Canada.
Okay.
Canada's more my speed. I would say that playing a game in Canada, I would sure would be the same. So I've never been to London before. What do you have to key up on in the Vikings the most? What do you know that you have to pay attention to the most when you're playing defense against the Vikings?
They're a really good team. They do a great job of having pass plays and run plays. They have run plays, and then they have play action and boot plays off those exact run plays. So as a player, you will see the same exact action 2-3 times, and then on the fourth time, it's going to look exactly the same, except they have play action pass and they have boots off of it. So as a corner, you got to be ready. You got to be able to show up in the run, and you have to be able to play the passes that come off that. So that's been a little challenging. Just got to dissect some film and just get ready to go on that.
Brian Buddy Calhoun joining us on the show. What does Case Keenum starting for the Vikings, right? What does Case Keenum bring to the table for you?
I believe he is still the NCAA all-time passing record holder. So when you talk about a guy, he's a gunslinger. He can just throw that ball around. But we know he's a veteran guy. We know any quarterback that you get pressure on, though, it doesn't seem to be very effective, so that's always the message. Get as much pressure as we can on Case, make him get rid of the ball fast, and get some hits on him.
What is – I've heard gunslinger, I've heard business trip. I'm on the outside of things, so I'm like, don't call it a business trip. You don't got to call it a business trip. Now, you can call it a business trip. That's fine. There's so many buzz phrases, so many buzzwords that go around. When guys like me watch football, we try to sound smart. Right?
All right.
So what is the term, if you're watching Fox or CBS or ESPN or whatever, what's the term used by guys like me, not former players, guys like me, you're like, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Is it business trip? Is it gunslinger? Is it dial up a blitz? What is it? Is there anything you've ever noticed that guys like me say, you're like, you're an idiot?
Yes. Any blown coverage in a game where you see, where whomever, you don't know, well, one, you don't know what the coverage is unless, sometimes you do, but sometimes they'll say, oh, yeah, that's on the corner just because the corner's the closest person there. When really, it's the guy behind me, the safety that just jacked this thing up. You know, I mean, just hypothetically, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
the safety is the one that jacked it up, but he gave me the wrong call and told me to play cover two, per se, when I'm supposed to be, you know what I mean, cover three, and I'm like, wait a second, height, and then it looks like the touchdown's on me, but really it's on the safety. And the commentator's like, oh, look at Brian Body Calhoun there, just not locked in and ready to go. And that's when we say, yeah, this guy doesn't know.
Usually it's former players who do that, though, and you still say that. That's amazing to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the former players usually wouldn't make that mistake, but just some media guys, some people that you talk to in the locker room, they'll ask you, oh, yeah, well, we saw that you got beat on that touchdown. What happened? Can you just walk us through that?
So that's a great way how writers ask you questions, by the way. So if I wonder if you blew a coverage, do I say, what can I ask, what happened on that play? And that's it?
Yes, it. That's
okay.
It.
So I don't want to upset you after a game. Be like, "Well, you saw it, dummy. Tell me what you saw." Like, I don't want to upset you there.
Right, yeah, yeah. So you could just say, on that touchdown, can you just walk me through that touchdown?" That's the kind of the best way to say it. To where like you just put it in the player's hands and just say, "We don't know what happened. Just walk us through. Just say what happened."
Do you ever bother to listen to sports talk radio? Would you ever try it?
Try it like beyond like host
no, well,
it or
well,
just
well,
listen
first
to
listen
it.
And then try.
Listen. Yes, I'll listen to it when I'm done. I'll listen to it. I don't know how accurate or how inaccurate the information is, so whether I'll continue listening to it.
You don't listen to it on the way in, do you?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't listen. I don't listen to anything. I couldn't tell you anything. Someone has to literally say something to me, or has to pop up on my feed or something. But I don't go looking for anything.
So if I go on tomorrow and I say, listen, Brian Body Calhoun did this, this, and this, someone's going to report that to you?
Yeah, someone's going to tell me. I'm probably not going to go search Brian Body Calhoun and find it myself.
That's startling there. I want to make sure I get all my my J's dotted and my lowercase J's dotted and my T's crossed on there. So would you ever do sports talk radio, or would you ever do any media yourself?
I'm not opposed to it. I'm not opposed to it.
Okay.
I think it makes it better when former players can come back and give some insight on things. I think fans enjoy that. I think some other commentators may enjoy that as well.
Okay. So you come back on Monday. You'll have a bye week. What's the most important thing to do? I know you want to focus on winning.
Mm-hmm.
Get it off your back. Win.
Yep.
Come back. Then the bye week. What's the most important thing a football player's got to do during the bye week, though, because you're basically right there in the middle of the season?
You have to get away. You have to refresh, refocus yourself mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally. you have to work out because you still have 8 games left, so you just can't come back, just sit around all week. Mm-hmm. So you have to work out, you got to relax, you got to enjoy your family, do whatever it is that eases your mind, and then come back the next week ready to play.
Brian, we thank you for the time, friend.
Thank you.
Brian Body Calhoun joining us on the show. Coming up next, we'll preview the Vikings. You're listening to the Cleveland Browns Preview Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
All natural bee pollen is bigger and better than ever. Listen to all the people trying to win a year's supply by doing a new Joby's jingle.
I can feel the Joby's in the air tonight, night, night.
Do you believe in Joby's? I think you should. It's gonna make you feel real good. 3 months supply, money back guarantee. Start feeling great today and try Joby's.
Joby's, the best of the best. Online, JOEBEES.com.
Minutemen HR and Staffing, Cleveland-based and family-owned, and they have been for 50 years. And in that time, Minutemen has put hundreds of thousands of people to work at companies throughout the Midwest. Minutemen is now looking to fill some immediate openings right here in Cleveland on the west side. The number to call, 216-688-9675. That's 216-688-9675. Both long- and short-term positions available at this Lorain Avenue business. Call Minutemen for an immediate interview or visit MinutemenInc.com.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Belinda Collins, live on the scene of a recent kitchen fire. Here to describe the event, a refrigerator.
I was just chilling, keeping some lettuce and dairy products cold, when the toaster starts shooting sparks. Next thing I know, he lit a cabinet on fire.
Did you try and stop the flames?
I'm a refrigerator, not a fireman.
Your refrigerator can't help with a kitchen fire, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Go to geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Timing is everything, and right now is a great time to get great deals on a certified pre-owned Honda at the Honda Dream Deal Sales Event, going on now. Well-qualified buyers can receive 0.9% APR financing on select Honda certified pre-owned vehicles, so you can feel good about driving KBB.com's 2016 Best Value brand. The Honda Dream Deal Sales Event is happening now. Visit HondaCertified.com and search for local inventory.
See dealer for financing details based on 2016 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book. Visit KBB.com for more information. See your Honda dealer for limited warranty details.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text LIKE to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text LIKE to 42424. That's L-I-K-E. To 42424.
The Cavs are back, and so is Wendy. Cavs insider Brian Windhorst lives here. ESPN Cleveland and thelandondemand.com.
This is the Cleveland Browns Preview Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Here are your hosts, Ken Carmen and Gerard Cherry.
Hey, you want to see the Browns take on the Chargers? Well, December 3rd, Allstate sending two lucky fans to L.A. to see the game. To enter, find a participating Allstate agent at clevelandbrowns.com/Allstate. No quota purchase necessary. See website for official rules. It all ends November 9th, 2017. So make sure you're getting there quickly. clevelandbrowns.com/Allstate. Gerard, we got Jim Donovan joining us here in a bit, but let's first preview the Minnesota Vikings first. Case Keenum or Sam Bradford? Do you stick with Keenum when Bradford comes back?
Heck yeah, you stick with Keenum because he's been winning and leading the football team in the right direction. I'm sticking with him. Why break something that's not broken? Why are you looking at me that way?
He is outside his mind, friends.
Are they not winning with Keenum?
Could they not win with Sam Bradford? Could they not win with Sam Bradford?
Well, one, Sam Bradford is more than likely going to get hurt again. With that in mind, I'm going to stick with Keenum.
Case Keenum can come back in if he can get him. So you're going to keep him just in case.
I'm sticking with Keenum.
I'm sorry.
How many games has Bradford been out?
I got to see this here. Now, and I know it's a rotational basis here, but please, let's be nice about this because I just got to make sure I got all my P's and Q's ready here. So, Carl Nassib, are you going to keep him in when Myles Garrett's ready to come back and Myles Garrett isn't going to rotate in?
problem is this. Keenum is playing quarterback and playing at a winning level where he's doing just enough with his defense doing everything. It's not like Sam Bradford was setting the world on fire.
I would like a guy to do a little bit more than just
enough. But let me see how many stars he had.
I wonder if the Baltimore Ravens would have thought a little bit better with Dan Marino as their quarterback instead of Trent Dilfer.
So let me get straight. Sam Bradford.
Not that Sam Bradford is comparable to Dan Marino, mind you. I am using an embellishment here, but I think I'd rather have Sam Bradford.
So Sam Bradford has two starts on the season. Keenum has, let's see here, Case Keenum, start, 5 starts.
Okay.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, their record is what? 5-2?
5-2.
I got a feeling that Keenum played a part in that. He's doing the perfect game managing situation with his defense. Why would you want to upset that apple cart turn it over and go back to something? He's doing exactly what you want him to do.
I think eventually that man is going to get figured out, is what I'm telling you. That's what I'm telling you.
And Bradford's been figured out.
I don't think that's true. I think one guy can make the throws the other guy can't. I think the other guy gets himself into a lot of problems. I say one guy. Now, value of trades obviously aren't the biggest, but I traded a first-round pick.
The best ability is what?
Case Keenum can't on the last trade in town.
The best ability is what?
Availability?
Thank you, sir.
So when he's available, you put him back into the game. I don't just take him. Well,
problem is, he's every he two or three hurt, or four so games, he's going to get hurt. There's no problem to that. That is Sam Bradford.
That has been Sam Bradford. And Case Keenum has shown that he has done a wonderful job.
Case. I got your back, dog.
That he can come in as a backup. So I won't have to worry about him being a backup.
Be that game manager that you've been doing an excellent job at doing, while the other guy who comes in gets hurt every chance he gets.
Goodness gracious. Everson Griffin, 9 sacks. He's the best defensive end the Browns have faced so far in 2017. Is he going to be the best that they faced in 17?
Gosh. Well, yeah, because he's my favorite defensive end, as you know. Red Grange, a.k.a. J.J. Watt, is out for the season. So more than likely, with those numbers he's putting up, it's fair to say that. And it's also, considering that we are going to lose our first ballot Hall of Famer, and we've lost him, you already know what's going to be the game plan for the Vikings. They're going to line him up and create situations where they're going to let him get after our quarterback.
Everson Griffin's a dude. Yeah, you want guys to be dudes. That guy's a dude. That guy is an absolute dude. I will say, you're right about that. How can the Browns take away Kyle Rudolph or take away the tight end in general from a defensive standpoint? That's been a real problem.
If you give free releases, they're going to get their receive the ball. And if you're playing that defense that we're playing where guys are back 20 to 25 yards, they're going to, again, be able to complete passes. So the mentality must be bend but don't break. And since they're ranked in the top 5 in some defensive categories, it must be working on some level. So it's going to be hard to stop the tight end because there's no one bumping them and they're getting free releases and going unabated down the football field.
It is very, very difficult to do that. Is Adrian Peterson the greatest player to ever suit up for the Vikings?
Wow.
Ooh, I don't know, but well,
I mean, Fran Tarkenton would have something to say about that.
Natural talent. Alan Page.
He would have something to say about that.
He's better than John Randall.
Yeah, I'll give him a
John Randall's a Hall of Famer.
What about Randy Moss, though? Okay. Would you say he's better than Randy Moss?
Man.
Who dominated more? I would say Randy Moss.
Adrian Peterson was a beast. Don't get me wrong. They had Joe Webb as a quarterback.
Don't get me wrong. Randy Moss, like.
Randy was a force, man.
And a half.
Randy could take plays off and openly take plays off. And it was like, yeah, I'm taking plays off. And then he still would score 4 touchdowns.
Touchdowns on you.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to say Randy. Yeah. I'm going to say Randy. I think a lot of people disagree. Because he was a guy who had to obviously catch passes. He wasn't a guy who touched the ball on every down. Adrian, you could hand him off, and again, he ran them into the postseason once.
Yeah.
But man, Randy Moss is one of the best I've ever seen. One of the very best I think anybody's ever seen. I'm gonna agree with you there. So I won't agree with you on Case Keenum. I think you're crazy. I would be almost ready to say you're a kook over Case Keenum, but
makes
I will
sense
agree
to me.
With you. I will agree with you about Randy Moss. Well, you're the one with the rings. I'll never win.
Best ability is available.
I might get a participation trophy, but I'll never get a Super Bowl ring. Talk about two ends of the totem pole there. Super Bowl rings and old Kenny Carvin waddling around with his participation trophy. That's just fantastic. Actually, I never got one. I got a participation trophy.
Really?
Nope. I'm of that generation, but I never got one. We did things a little bit different down there in Perry Township, right outside of Canton, Ohio. way we like it. Anyway, coming up next, Jim Donovan's going to join us. It's going to be a fantastic time. Also, hey, how does a brand new car sound right before the holidays? Bet it sounds good. Well, visit Jack Racino every Friday and Saturday in October, and you can drive off into the sunset in a Lincoln MKX during Jack's $2 million wheel and deal. Guests may win up to $10,000, and on Saturday, October 28th, the grand prize winner could turn that $10,000 case into a brand new car. Jim Donovan next. You're listening to the Cleveland Browns Preview Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Want to be in the know? Tune in to the Hugh Jackson Show presented by State Farm every Friday at 7:30 on News 5.
We got to do the things that help you win. We got to eliminate the penalties. When we're down there, we got to finish drive. We got to catch the ball better.
Watch Nathan Segura and Coach Jackson break down plays from the previous week and look ahead to the Sunday matchup. Also see Dustin Fox and Matt Wilhelm's exclusive interviews with Sunday's playmakers.
Got to make those plays. I mean, that's what pro teams do. You got to get better at it.
The Hugh Jackson Show every Friday at 7:30 on News 5.
Looking to plan a guy's weekend golfing in Cabo? Maybe a yacht cruise through the crystal clear waters of the Caribbean is more your speed? Does your bucket list include a visit to the top of the Eiffel Tower or a trek through the rainforests of Costa Rica? Whatever your dream vacation, the team at Professional Travel will help you with your custom designed trip guaranteed to exceed your every expectation. Book your next travel vacation with Professional Travel. For more information, visit protrav.com or call 440-734-8800.
Physicians Ambulance is the most advanced private ambulance company in Northeast Ohio, with locations in Cleveland, Akron, Ashland, and North Ridgeville. A family-owned and operated company in its third generation, providing advanced life support, basic life support, and critical care transport for hospitals, nursing homes, two professional sports teams, area universities, and Cleveland's largest health network. Focusing on individualized care and customer service, Physicians Ambulance has been redefining pre-hospital emergency care since 1958. Find out more at physiciansambulance.com.
At Pepsi, we think it's important to celebrate stuff in life.
Like when you text that really cute guy you met at a party on Friday, and he immediately texts you back, you celebrate with an ice-cold Pepsi.
Or your friend turns on the radio, and your absolute most favorite new song just happens to be playing. That calls for a Pepsi, too.
Because when you and your roommate order a pizza, and the delivery guy throws in extra breadsticks, no charge,
break out the Pepsi.
You can do it!
Huh?
You can do it!
What are you doing?
I'm motivating you to get a wellness exam through inspirational speech.
You just keep shouting, "You can do it," at me over and over again.
Inspiring, right?
Need some real motivation to see your doctor? If you're a Paramount Advantage member, Dog Pound Healthy Rewards is giving away prizes like Browns tickets, a trip on the team bus, and more just for completing a wellness visit. Go to ParamountAdvantage.org/Browns for more information.
You can do it!
So I've been told.
All our kids get wellness exams.
Of course we do.
Because we're good parents.
Yeah, we are.
And because for each kid who gets an exam, we're entered to win prizes.
There it is.
Want to be rewarded just for being a good parent? If you're a Paramount Advantage member, Dog Pound Healthy Rewards is giving away prizes like Browns tickets for each family member 1 year or older who gets a wellness exam. Go to ParamountAdvantage.org/Browns for more information.
How many kids do we have again?
This is the Cleveland Browns Preview Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Here are your hosts, Ken Carmen and Gerard Cherry.
Mondays, they can be rough. Who says they have to be boring? Every Monday in October, guests will have the opportunity to win $500 in free play. Beginning at 5 p.m., drawings will begin every 30 minutes to award eligible Club Jack members free play until 10 p.m. Remember, you can activate your entries at a Jack kiosk or your favorite VLT machine. Real quick, Gerard, we got them coming in hot and heavy. Somebody says, Josh says, Bridgewater will be back after the bye week. Bradford and Keenum will both be benched.
That won't be the case because, again, you can't bring him back off that big of an injury and just insert him in a game.
I just want to know if when Andrew Luck's ready to come back, who are you going to have, Jacoby Brissett or Andrew Luck? Anyway, let's bring in Jim Donovan. Jim Donovan, the voice of your Cleveland Browns, who will be heading east to Europe, to London, to call the game between the Cleveland Browns and the Minnesota Vikings. Jim, good evening, friend.
Good evening, guys.
You joined us right in the middle of a spirited debate. I was able to get you in so I could kind of crow myself because I think I'm right about that. Jim, you got DeShone Kizer who's starting the game on Sunday. What do you think he's got to do? I want to see him have confidence, obviously, but I also want to see him put the Browns in the best position to win a game.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I can tell you what he better not do, and that's obviously throw an interception or two, or he'll end up in the same spot that he did very early in the second half last week. I think one of the I thought one of the strongest statements that Hugh Jackson made, he made it Sunday, but he reemphasized it again today and on Monday at his press conference too, and that was, you can't turn the ball over and be expecting that you're going to continue to go out and play. And then he compared it to the defensive players who jumped offside the many times that they did that last Sunday, and they all got yanked out. Now, the difference is they got yanked out for a play. He got yanked out for the rest of the afternoon. But, again, I got to tell you, I'm surprised that he's playing this way. I knew that there were going to be some bumps in the road, but the interceptions are frightening. And how quickly they come and how close together they come. So I am surprised that he's doing that, but he's got to get over that. And I think the only way that he'll be able to fight through this thing is by playing. But I think the short leash is realistic, and I think it's going to stay with us until he overcomes this problem of turning the ball over so rapidly.
And, Jim, obviously, if you watch these games unfold, I mean, when you see these interceptions in the rapid manner and fashion in which they unfold, what are your thoughts? Do you think it's a situation in which just pressing too hard or just not trusting what he sees?
Well, I think, the second one, Gerard, was clearly he didn't see something, but, you know, the coach was quick to point out a lot of guys might not have seen that. The second one that Byard got that knocked him out of the game and got him, you know, lifted for Cody Kessler. The first one, I think, was, you know, it's a high throw. I think he has elevated his throws a number of times. And I even thought in the preseason his balls were very, you know, high and you had to go up and you had to get them. And I think that there were a number of times that there were some big plays out there. If he had delivered the ball in a little bit more of a catching area for the wide receiver where he would have been able to catch and run. But a guy that has to go leap up and try and pull down, that's, if he makes the catch, fine, but that's probably the end of the play. The thing that troubles me, Gerard, is where they come on the field. There was a stat going into the game last Sunday that someone pointed out to me that inside the red zone, he had thrown 9 passes. He had completed 5 of them. The other 4 had been intercepted. And I think he's just really, it's congested down there. I totally get it. But I think he's trying to force the ball into very tight spots, or he's wild and erratic with the throw, and I think that he's pressing right now when he gets down there, and he's not accurate.
And, Jim, though we don't make it a business to highlight losing, how impressed are you, though, with the defense and what they've been able to accomplish, though, again, the record speaks for itself?
Well, I thought they played very well last week, and as the game unfolded, I thought that I really believe that if the Browns were going to win that game, and especially after Joe Thomas went out of the game, I thought realistically the only way they were going to win that game is if the defense came up with a big play, whether it was going to be right at the end of regulation time or when the Titans got the ball in overtime. And I thought that they were fully capable of doing that the way that they were playing. I thought they played very, very well just to hold that team to 4 field goals on the day, and I know it was I thought they played the run well. I thought they played the pass very well. I thought they tackled very well in the game. I thought that, you know, start to finish, I thought that was probably their best defensive effort of the season, and I know the opener against Pittsburgh was a pretty good one, but start to finish, I thought that this was really good, and the goal line stand was essential because it's obvious if you scored a touchdown in that game, you were going to win. I've been very impressed with them. They seem to get better and better, although they get a hit now with Myles Garrett being, you know, in concussion protocol, and that's disappointing because I think in the 3 weeks that he's played, that, you know, other people have played well, but so has he around him.
Jim, have you ever left the country to call games before?
Ken, I went with the Browns back in, I think it was 89, when we went over there for a preseason game against Philadelphia. Was Bud Carson's first game as the head coach of the Browns, Buddy Ryan's first game as the head coach of the Eagles, and we went to old historic Wembley Stadium, which is gone now, and a new Wembley Stadium has been built. I was not calling the games there. I just went over covering the game for Channel 3. Outside the country, what I've done, the Olympics. I've covered the Olympics in Barcelona, Spain. I've done some soccer, but this will be my first chance calling a football game outside the country.
Well, are you looking? You got to be looking forward to it, even though it's in a different vantage point. You can't really do what you usually do. They got you in the seats there just because it's a rugby stadium and it's different
right.
in Europe and how they situate you there.
Yeah,
that's
God help the people in front of me, right, Ken? I mean, you know.
Like, when is this guy going to stop talking?
Yeah, they're gonna say, man, I thought we had good seats, and this lunatic is behind me. Yeah, they will be. I'm looking forward to it. I did see, when I'm kind of an English football fan as far as the Premier League, and I see these announcers, talking into these, contraptions, these microphones where they're right up against it, and it's because they're sitting right in the stand, and it's pretty amazing. I guess I'll get a taste of that Sunday.
Well, we look forward to it. Jim, we thank you very much. Enjoy the travel over there, and we're looking forward to hearing you on Sunday.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good night.
You too. The great Jim Donovan joining us on the show. He'll have the call starting at 9:30 a.m. Eastern between the Browns and the Minnesota Vikings. Folks, Watershed Distillery, they've been making honest Midwest spirits right here in Ohio since 2010. This is a great story here. Owners Dave and Greg, they quit their jobs. They swapped out their suits for jeans and T-shirts. Then they started distilling. Their bourbon and other local spirits, it all has the same attitude. Watershed Bourbon, now available at liquor stores all throughout the Cleveland area. I hear it's absolutely fantastic. I'll have to get some for the holiday weekends coming up. You absolutely know you got to have that Watershed Bourbon and all that great stuff in your liquor store in the local Cleveland area. Coming up next, we'll preview what's going to happen on the Hugh Jackson Show. Kicker Zane Gonzalez will join us, and we'll tell you what we're looking forward to on Sunday between the Browns and the Minnesota Vikings. You're listening to the Cleveland Browns Preview Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Hi, gang, Riz here for Northeast Factory Direct, and they are so excited they are now offering an exclusive custom American-made line called the Alex Vale Collection with over 30 different sofas, sectionals, chairs, and ottomans, and the starting price is only $7.99. You pick out your piece, then choose from 100 different fabric patterns, colors, accent fabrics, and more to design your own personal piece. Check out everything else they have at Northeast Factory Direct, West 140th in Cleveland, or online, Northeast Factory Direct.
Geico presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Belinda Collins, live on the scene of a recent kitchen fire. Here to describe the event, a refrigerator.
I was just chilling, keeping some lettuce and dairy products cold, when the toaster starts shooting sparks. Next thing I know, he lit a cabinet on fire.
Did you try and stop the flames?
I'm a refrigerator, not a fireman.
Your refrigerator can't help with a kitchen fire, but the Geico Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Go to geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Message and data rates may apply.
I picked up these designer shoes in Paris. My handbag is the absolute latest from Fifth Avenue. And here's my exclusive brand name fridge filter.
No one cares about the brand name of anybody's fridge filter, so why pay more than you have to at the big box stores when you can get a high-quality Filters Fast brand filter perfect for your fridge at a fraction of the price? Even better, text BONUS to 543-543 now to find out how to get your next filter free, plus free shipping. Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration supplier, so you'll always find a huge range of brand name filters, as well as great Filters Fast brand filters of the same high quality at a fraction of the price. And right now, find out how to get your next filter free, delivered to your door with free shipping, by texting BONUS to 543-543. Get the right filter at a fraction of the price by texting BONUS to 543-543 now.
Timing is everything. And right now is a great time to get great deals on a certified pre-owned Honda at the Honda Dream Deal Sales Event, going on now. Well-qualified buyers can receive 0.9% APR financing on select Honda certified pre-owned vehicles. So you can feel good about driving KBB.com's 2016 Best Value brand. The Honda Dream Deal Sales Event is happening now. Visit HondaCertified.com and search for local inventory.
See dealer for financing details based on 2016 brand image awards from Cali Blue Book. Visit KBB.com for more information. See your Honda dealer for limited warranty details.
Well, here we are again, and I gotta tell you, Jim, this match has me really concerned.
Here we have a powerful heavyweight, a train, weighing in at 6,000 tons. And this hasty lightweight challenger, a car, at just 1.5 tons.
This does not bode well for the car, or the
people in it.
It's no contest. Every day, people are injured or killed trying to beat a train at rail crossings. See tracks, think train.
Number 6 Ohio State, number 2 Penn State. Who's in? Saturday, 3:30. Listen live on ESPN Cleveland.
Ken Carmen and Gerard Cherry.
Hey, you want to see the Browns take on the Chargers? Well, December 3rd, Allstate's sending two lucky fans to Los Angeles to see the game. To enter, find a participating Allstate agent at clevelandbrowns.com/Allstate. That's clevelandbrowns.com/Allstate. No quarter purchase necessary. See website for official rules, clevelandbrowns.com/Allstate. It all ends on November 9th. So as we sit here right now, as I pull it up, you got about, just over 2 weeks. As it's October 25th as we talk about this, so you got just over 2 weeks. So go on over there, get to clevelandbrowns.com/Allstate. The Hugh Jackson Show, it happens Thursday night, 7 p.m. We'll have the coach on the show, and kicker Zane Gonzalez will be on the show. And they will be over in England. He's a very big soccer fan. Obviously, a lot of NFL kickers are. So I have to see what he has to say about everything in Jelly Old. I'll try not to use all those bad puns and all those bad terms and everything like that, right? I mean, you don't want to do
Thanks,
that.
Chap.
Okay, thank you very much. All right, well, the Browns, they try to take on General Cornwallis in their own right, as they'll take on Mike Zimmer and the Minnesota Vikings. Browns going in there still looking for their first win in 2017. Vikings 5-2, looking very good right now, even with Case Keenum, Gerard. But anyway, let's give us what to watch for. Presented by Jack, the official entertainment partner of the Cleveland Browns. What are we watching for on Sunday, friend?
Well, it all starts with DeShone Kizer. How is he going to respond to the benching? Will he come back in a positive light? Will he take care of the football? And if so, will that help this team finally win a football game? And can a defense still maintain its composure and its level of competition? Because, again, they have been in a situation where they're not getting that complimentary support that they require and need in order to win football games.
And you
got to
play complimentary football, my friend. You absolutely have to do that. I think it's going to be imperative for Carl Nassib to have himself a game. Because I don't know if Myles Garrett is going to play. We don't know. We have to check it day by day with Myles. Well, it's concussions are serious business. I'm not trying to rush it. Obviously, the neurosurgeons aren't going to try to rush it, or the doctors involved aren't going to try to rush it. Let me just see Carl Nassib give a look good, go after him defensively. You can get to Case Keenum. You can get to this offense. You can make a difference. Let's see you do it in London with lots of crazy stuff going on. Remember, tomorrow night, Thursday night, 7 p.m., the Hugh Jackson Show, Gerard Cherry and I. Then Sunday, it all starts, Gerard Cherry, Matt Wilhelm and I. Browns game day, 7 a.m., kickoff, 9:30 a.m. from Twickenham Stadium with the great Jim Donovan between the Vikings and the Cleveland Browns. Big thanks to everybody here, and a big thanks to you listening. And we're listening, and thank you for listening to the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Danny Boy's has something for everyone, from pizza to pesto, fresh salads, hundreds of pasta combinations, and did we say pizza? Thin crust, thick crust, Chicago pizza, New York pizza, and the one-of-a-kind Clevelander pizza. And don't forget unique subs, appetizers, barbecue ribs, and woogie melts. As Frank and the boys always say, variety is the spice of life. Check out Danny Boy's in Rocky River, Canton, Chesterland, Broadview Heights, Sandusky, Talmadge, and North Olmsted. Full menu and money-saving coupons at DannyBoysPizza.com.
As a team, I think that our mission is to have a really good defense and have an offense that complements that.
Catch Browns Countdown presented by Elk and Elk on Sundays at 11 a.m. on News 5 for exclusive footage inside practices, mic'd ups, and interviews you won't see anywhere else.
Well, the city and this team has always been really special to me. And it's where I started my career, and I've always wanted to end my career here. And I've always wanted to build a championship team here.
Browns Countdown exclusively on News 5, Sundays at 11 a.m. At 11 a.m.
Hey, what's up? Aaron Goldhammer here, Universal Windows Direct, and right now it's buy one window, get the next window free. There are no limits and 0% financing for 36 months. Some restrictions apply, plus get free installation, lower your energy bills with custom-made replacement windows. Act now to take advantage of special 0% financing for 36 months and get one free window for every window you buy. Call to schedule your free in-home estimate today. Pick up the phone at 216-518-8900 or go to universalwindowsdirect.com. Like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
All natural bee pollen is bigger and better than ever. Listen to all the people trying to win a year's supply by doing a new Joby's jingle.
I can feel the Joby's in the air tonight.
Do you believe in Joby's?
I think you should. It's gonna make you feel real good. 3 months fly, money back guarantee. Start feeling great today and try Joby's.
Joby's, the best of the best. Online, JOEBEES.com.
Last year was harder than we thought, okay? None of us are exactly sure what'll happen this year. I know we'll be a better team. So I think 2018, and I'm not hedging my bets, 2018, 2019, you should see a substantially better football team.
I just think we're fortunate to have Hugh as a coach. I think he's established a great rapport here with community. I hope he'll be our head coach for a long time.
Thanks for listening to the Cleveland Browns Preview Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
The University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network on ESPN 850 WKNR is brought to you by thelandondemand.com. Full show podcasts, classic segments from WKNR history, and a live video feed from inside the studio available now. Go to thelandondemand.com for more details, including a special military discount. That's thelandondemand.com. The worldwide leader lives in Cleveland. This is ESPN 850 WKNR Cleveland. The Really Big Show. Tony Rizzo and Aaron Goldhammer. Weekday mornings at 9. ESPN.